Hi, I'm Melanie Borden, and I am Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
Let's brew.
That's right.
Live?
No, it's not
it's
live.
It's not live, but it will be live. If you are watching this, make sure that you share this.
Another blonde moment.
No, it's okay.
It's okay.
We have all the time ourselves, and my hair is not blonde. I have those moments.
We are going to make sure that this is going to be presented in the best light possible. But for the most part, we're also trying to get better and better at being able to host live. You know what I mean? And have people on the show and having a real solid conversation, like as if we're really at a conference. You know what I mean?
And you just gotta do it.
Yeah, if you don't just do it real, do it right then and there. Sometimes you don't do some of the best things you have ideas for.
Absolutely, I agree. So
let's go with
question number three. I already kind of, my question kind of has to change because you've kind of answered it for us already, so that's good. That's all right. No, the next question I have for you, and this is easy for me. Who is your biggest influence since you've been in this business?
Oh my God, it's so hard. There's so many people.
Right?
I know. You don't want to miss somebody, and I get it. If you have to name a couple, that's fine, but.
We're not going to play the music. If you want to,
there's somebody who helped you turn that path while you're in the business that made you go even this way, just like you're doing for other people. Somebody did that for you.
So I'll talk about different phases of my career in the business and the people at the different times that influenced me, because it's been more of a progression of different people than just only one person throughout the last, however many years. So when I first started, when I was at ADP, BZ, which then turned into Cobalt, and then CDK Global, when I was there, there was a woman that I worked with, and her name, I'm not going to say because I don't know if she wants me to broadcast her name. But I'm very, very close with her. She was at my wedding when I was married. She also came to my baby shower when I had my daughter. She became a very, very, very close friend. I mean, she's like someone that I can call with anything, not just with the car business, but she had worked in the car business, and she's actually married to a guy that had dealerships. And, at one point he was working for NADA, and she really showed me the ropes when I started working in the car business. I was really young. I was only 23. And I didn't really know what I know today. I mean, I know a lot today based on the last couple of years working for a dealer group. But she really helped me with showing me the ropes and giving me information and guiding me and explaining things. And she was unbelievable. So she's somebody, and she's very inspirational to me today. She actually, right after I had my second daughter, so this is a little over 5 years ago, she actually suffered a stroke. And she's so incredible because not only has she recovered fully from her stroke, but she also helps other people who are coming out of, rehab and supporting them as they're transitioning through having a stroke. So she's the first person I'll say, like, she was the pivotal person that I could talk to, like a sister, in the car business. So she would be the first person I would say on the first phase of my career, if that makes sense.
Sounds like a great person to me. It's good that you had that person in your
life.
What a person.
Wow. Powerful.
Wow. Yeah, she's incredible. And she's a mom, and she works. She and I have a very, it's funny because then she had a very similar life experience. So, and that was even after I had known her. So it's just another thing that connects us even more. So I'd say she's the first person. And then I would say over the course of, let's say, the second half of my career is my current employer right now, Tom Maley. He is amazing. And I have learned so much from working for him for the last 2.5 years. And just from a business perspective, just seeing all the things that he does and all of his responsibilities and how he manages everything between his personal life and seeing how he manages all of his real estate and his businesses and his startups. And you want to talk about social networking. I mean, that guy is like the epitome of social media. He is always doing everything to constantly improve upon, you know, his businesses and network, and he's just been incredible. He's been a major inspiration for me throughout, you know, my time working for the company. And I'm not just saying that because he's my boss. Like, you know,
he's watching.
But he's been great. And also he's very supportive. So he's the reason I do all these things is because he and the COO of the company, they're very, very supportive of everything, all my crazy ideas, all these things that I want to do. They're so supportive of it. And you've got somebody who's behind you 150% who's saying, this is awesome. Let's do this. If you think that this is working and we're seeing results from it, continue to do it. So it's just, it's amazing. So yes. I would say he, and then I'll do Slash, who our COO, who doesn't like to be named on anything. He's also very inspirational. He created this, our tech room, which is what we do all of our training in. So whether it's called a tech room because it's where the technician's locker room is at our Lexus dealership. So he has all these inspirational quotes all over the walls. I mean, I posted a lot of them on LinkedIn back when I was in the store more, and he's awesome too. I mean, they're the two of them. I mean, their story is amazing, but I'll leave it for them to tell. But it's they've both been a very big source of inspiration for me.
That's awesome to have people like that.
Major influence for sure. I feel like every single thing that I'm doing and the direction I'm going in is based on the influence that I've had working in such a positive environment.
You've been in all the right places, you know, and that's fortunate for you too. But you obviously, I believe in you, put out something to the universe, you get it back, you know, and you're obviously putting out the
Definitely.
Right energy, and you're meeting the right energy back to you.
You have to immerse yourself. And I didn't really get, until I had to go through kind of a crazy time in my life. When I first started at Celebrity, I was going through lawsuits. I had a 2- and 3-year-old. It was total chaos. And at the time, I went through all these things and I just started immersing myself with positivity. I'm not very religious, but I do, you know, have faith, and I find that finding things to aspire to and focusing on positive things and not thinking about what I don't have, but focusing on what I do have has been a major source of inspiration for me.
Absolutely. Gratitude is such a huge thing. I talked about that. Matter of fact, I did a live today earlier to talk about what we're doing later tonight. But during that, I talked about gratitude, and I listed all my whole list of gratitude that I have. I was like, you know, I'll just speak it because I write it every day. I write it. I have a little book. That's not here. It's upstairs. Nope, it's right here. I have a book here, and I write every single day my gratitude in it. You know,
that's awesome. I have to tell you something about that. Okay. So, and this is a top secret that I'm sharing with the world.
Exclusive
right here on Car Guy Coffee.
In 2014, I had this journal, and I still have it. And I wrote down in my journal, like I write positive, you know, I write things down that I visualize. I write things down all the time.
Right.
It's part of what I do, just like you do, Fred. So I was writing this down, and it's so funny because, like, flash forward, I had, you know, finished up this book, this notebook, and I closed it up. And after moving and everything else, I found it about like maybe a year and a half ago. And I was going through it, and it was so wild because in the book, this is way before I worked at Celebrity. In 2014, I wrote down that I wanted to be a marketing director for a luxury auto group in 2014. And it's just so wild that, you know, I'm a firm believer that if you write things down, they're not just going to happen. You can think about them and you write it down, but it's not going to happen. You have to take action upon what you want to do. So, for example, I wrote this down and I worked really hard and I focused a lot of my energy on positivity and not focusing, like we just talked about, focusing on what I do have versus what I don't have and being very grateful for what I have. So I do feel like the universe rewards you in certain ways. There's this other person who I listen to, I'm sure you guys have heard of, called Abraham Hicks.
Yes.
So I listen to Abraham Hicks on my podcast all the time. I listen to The Rampages, and she talks a lot about energy and the vortex. And if anyone's listening to this that wants to immerse themselves, if they're going through a tough time, just start listening to Abraham Hicks and your life will change.
That's powerful.
Abraham.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Abraham Hicks. Yes. So immersing yourself completely in all positivity.
It's what it takes.
That's exactly what it takes.
Jump in a pool of it. You know what I mean?
Actually be upshifted.
And it's very hard, especially in this car business, because I feel like it's very competitive. It's very cutthroat. Everyone is out for themselves. And I said this to someone the other day, and they're like, really? And I'm like, yes, really. Like, it's, you have to navigate the waters in a very specific, strategic way. And you have to be able to work with other people and be able to get along with other people and also have other people in mind and kind of, it's almost like chess. You guys ever play chess?
Oh, heck yes.
It's kind of like playing chess sometimes. That's kind of how I relate to
Car business. And I agree with that 100%. But when you get really deep with it, the life is a game of chess.
Yes.
And it comes down to putting the right moves in, thinking for 3 to 4 steps ahead, if not further. You know, it's constantly being able to read what's getting ready to happen. Absolutely. I think the car business amplifies that because there's a lot of, you know, A-type people in the car business that, you know, they think they're the elite of the elite, especially when you
get... That's the point. I really do believe that it should change. I feel that there's a lot of people in this industry, especially as a result of COVID. There's a lot of people leaving, but there's a lot of people that are going to come in. And I hope that people that are coming into the business are having a different perspective with how they interact with others in the business. And it's not as doggy dog as it's been.
And I love that you said that, because that's what this show is.
Yes.
We are doing that, and that's what I want to happen, and you are too. So and what's great is that you see that more and more people. Yeah, more and more people. We're interviewing everyone that we have on the show. That's what it's about. It's about sharing. It's not about being selfish with what you know. And you want to grow. You want to help that guy. I personally would help the sales dealership right next door to me if they asked me to. Because I don't have a problem with that. Because even though they're competition, they're not. Because guess what? Even if I tell them how to do it, doesn't mean the horse is going to drink the water.
Well, that's true. That is very true.
But I'm also going to get more because I did tell them. And I did give it to them. And I did explain it to them. And I'm grateful that I'm able to get people advice and tell them how to make their business run better. And it makes me feel better when I get a thumbs up when someone tells me that, you know, hey, thanks for doing this because it helped me, you know, sell an extra car today. You know, wonderful. You know, and that's the key. And that's what's so lovely. I love that note you said that. So before we need to get to question four.
She's ruined a lot.
Wow.
I can
feel the steam coming off the coffee right now.
She's talking about the power of positivity, folks. Mm. And to simplify it, it is always the better direction to approach your energies at all. You only have so much time inside of the day, so always make yourself adjusted to the point of actually putting out positive energy into others. It becomes amplified. So if you're just doing it by yourself, pour it into somebody else, it becomes amplified
in
the power that you have. And that's what we're doing here. Melanie is helping us come together for allowing the well of knowledge and resources that you tap into, not just Melanie, but you too, you that's listening, you know, other people that have been on the show. There's a well of knowledge that we're all drinking from. There's only the same amount of water on this earth that's ever been, okay? And she has something that she's allowing other people to tap into and feed off of it. And inside of this business, we were taught and we saw people that were okay if the one next to them was in a drought.
Yeah.
They were okay at sipping it all up and having it all for them. She's part of a culture turner that says, hey, you're not going to go thirsty as long as I have a stream coming towards me. Here, tap into my source.
You know,
dig a well over this direction.
Absolutely.
You know?
It's
and
great.
That's exciting.
It's great that you're at a position that you're at to be able to be at the top and be able to spill that water down onto them. You know, it's a beautiful thing.